Hello there, I'm Anna and this is Feed Dive, Podigy's podcast about, well, all things podcasting. For the first time, we're bringing you the show in English. And since it's our debut episode addressed at English-speaking listeners, fans of Podigy and podcasting aficionados in Europe and beyond, we thought it would be polite to dedicate this one to the history and the people behind Podigy, a Berlin-based podcast hosting company launched in 2013 as a side project by two colleagues, Mateusz Sujka, also called Mati, and Ben Zimmer. Today, 7 years later, Podigy is the largest podcast tech company in Germany and one of the biggest podcasting players in Europe. But how has it all started? What contributed to the Podigy's success? What were the challenges and the breakthrough moments? How is the COVID-19 pandemic impacting podcasting and the company today? To get some answers for these and a few more of my questions, I invited Mati, the Podigy CEO and co-founder, as well as Jürgen Kraus, head of content at Podigy. So I think let's dive into it. Hi, Mati. Hi, Jürgen. It's great to finally talk to you.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
Welcome to this English version of the Feed Dive podcast. Are you excited to be switching from German into English for a moment, or rather petrified?
I feel it's an important step. The message we've been sending so far in our German podcast, I think it deserves actually to get out a little bit. So some more people, it makes me feel excited to reach maybe other people that we used to reach with the other one.
Yeah, it's really interesting because podcasting is such a global phenomena now and there are no real boundaries to podcasting. And yet we focus usually on our small German market. So I guess it's really interesting for us to open our mind a bit and see what's beyond the German borders.
We are on a mission today to talk about the story and the people behind Podigy and to introduce the company and the people to the wider audience, so to say. And I need to say at the beginning that when I thought about 2013, when the, maybe not company, as we will shortly probably find out, but the project, so to say, was launched. And when I thought about myself in 2013, I'm pretty sure I didn't know back then what podcasting was and podcasts were. And whether I was alone in my lack of experience and knowledge, I will ask you guys in a minute. But when we think about podcasting now, as you said, I mean, it's massive. I'm not sure whether I live in a kind of a podcasting bubble. I hope not. But it seems like everyone has a podcast these days. I mean, including the former First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama, Germany's